Communities in the Cranbrook area and Elk Valley are taking part in the Columbia Basin Culture Tour, showcasing the region's best artistic talent and cultural landmarks, from August 9 to 10. Local art galleries and museums will open their doors to the public for tours, art demonstrations and workshops. Hosted by the West Kootenay Arts Council, the tour runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days. A few local shops and sites are participating. Cranbrook Arts, 14015 Street North, Cranbrook. Cranbrook's local art gallery is hosting its third annual art open house, featuring free workshops, as well as artist talks and demonstrations. Visitors will be able to make their own clay, fiber and mixed media art projects. The gallery's current exhibits include, A Wash in Wonder, with watercolor and ink artwork from Rico, a one-line artist who draws her images in one continuous stroke across a piece of paper, and The Itty Bitty Art Show, with small works of art from over 25 local artists. Dragon's Rest Working Studios, Gallery and Dragon Iron Forge, 35 Ross Street, Kimberley. Local artist Tony Austin is known for his sculptures, including Cranbrook Ed, in downtown Cranbrook, Coming Home, in Marysville Eco Park, the Sullivan Commemorative Sculpture, at the west end of the Kimberley Platzel, and The Lost Salmon, at James Chabot Provincial Park in Invermere. Visit his studio and learn how he makes his metal sculptures, sumi-e art, Japanese brushwork, and no masks. Fernie Forge at Eye of the Needle, 265 Street, Fernie Blacksmith and feltmaker Sandra Barrett will be doing demonstrations of peg loom rug making, using Corriedale wool from Fernie Sheep or alpaca fiber from her acreage in Hosmer. Located in downtown Fernie, Eye of the Needle Studio is situated in the historic 1908 Salvation Army Church. The downstairs gallery has been refurbished, showcasing a collection of Canadian-made metalwork, fiber art and glass, as well as more locally produced items like cotton rope bowls, copper jewelry, and wool pellets, and jams, jellies and pickles. Fernie Arts Co. Opus 572 2 Avenue, Fernie. Visitors can peruse art from more than 40 local artists, and learn more about the creative processes and local knowledge behind the pieces. The artist-run store has a collection of painting, photography, pottery, woodwork, jewelry, leatherwork, textile art, letterpress art, multimedia works, and handmade soaps and home products. Sparwood Museum, 141 Aspen Drive. Sparwood Museum has a fascinating Jurassic exhibit, dedicated to local dinosaur history, including replicas of fossilized dinosaur footprints found at Lime Creek Mine. Guides will take visitors back in time to learn how the tracks were discovered and preserved. The museum tells the story of coal mining in Sparwood that began over a century ago with the underground mines at Michel in 1899. Learn about the former communities of Michel and Natal that were disassembled in the 1960s and the lasting legacy they brought to the Elk Valley.